What's good? What's good? What's happening? What's up? What's going on, everybody out there in America? Welcome to Focus Driven with John Hudson. Truly blessed and honored for you all to tune in once again. And today, I believe today is June the 3rd, 2020. Powerful day. Powerful week in America. Both bittersweet, sad. I have a collaboration of many thoughts in my head right now of what we have been through in America thus far. I haven't said a whole lot much these last few weeks, but today, of course, I just decided to chime in, and I'll be chiming in more and more and more because more and more news is happening and people are starting to ask me my thoughts, my words of wisdom and the things that I would like to see changed. And I'm kind of like everybody else, man. I mean, what can I say? I can speak and say that this week was a normal week, that everything was the same, that everything was routine. And the last few weeks, rather, everything has been normalized and comfortable. That's what I could say. I could say that nobody died. Nobody had any racial tensions, and there was no protest, and there was no outbreak of virus of any kind, of any sort and nature throughout America. I can say that all went well in every community, in every state, and that violence was negative in a negative, and people were bursting by the crowds, by giving happy thoughts and memories of loved ones and individuals who are all saying, breathing and doing right by what we all are going through right now. I could say that, but that's not the case. We have experienced once again at the highest peak and probably the worst timing ever. Not only a pandemic that's happened, but an epidemic that's been going on for years and centuries. Fear, depression, and suicidal thoughts, violence and crime is up now like never before over a conglomerate of different things. And my question to you is, how are you handling yourself during these times? And I'm not just saying this just to sound cliche or to sound like I got it all together, because I don't, because it's been a lot of different things from a personal standpoint for me that this whole situation has evolved into something that the world is now taking, hopefully, some action on. And if not taking action, then at least people are protesting and getting their voices heard about this now like never before. And I'm talking about the whole issue with, of course, George Floyd, that was brutally killed in the hands of a police officer a few weeks ago, when the world has taken recognition of this and they have said enough is enough. And the thing about this is that this is not the first time. We've been going through this for over 400 years of slavery, and here within the last, I want to say, 150 years with racial and discriminational things that's happened throughout America and even the world, we're just tired of it. So the only way that I know one thing that I can do is express my voice. I can protest. I can protect my family and my friends and besides my faith. And I'm going to continue to do all that. But one of the other things that I want to tell other people to do is to look at themselves and say to themselves, like, what can I do from a legislative standpoint to see what's going on and to make public change, public policy changes for individuals and for all of America, because this brutality has been going on for decades. It's nothing new. I'm a product of the 70s, so it was going on back then. Back in the 80s, it was going on. Back in the 90s, Rodney King, 2000s, and here we are, 2020. So I want to give a lot of different advices today, but I want people to start understanding and recognizing the kind of world we're living in. As you already know, this is this whole thing with George Floyd has caused a dramatic protest for all of America. But I hope, in addition, that it caused an unbelievable foundation for people to continue to build their faith through all of this that is going on. Because now, and this is nothing new, people, I've had several conversations the last few weeks about individuals asking me, John, what do you think about this, man? And what are you going to do? And, you know, voices need to be heard. And how do you feel about all this? And I'm going to tell you like I told them. This ain't nothing new. This ain't nothing new. This has been going on for centuries. I just believe that the American people are now understanding and finally realizing that a dramatic change needs to happen for individuals who do this. Because police brutality has been going on for decades. I want to express my thoughts, my prayers, my concerns are with the George Floyd family. And anybody else, from Mike Brown to Trayvon Martin to all the other individuals, these prayers have been going up for these families for years now. You know, in 2014, they started the I Can't Breathe movement with the black shirts with the white lettering. And then we are in 2020. You know, they got the t-shirt saying I Can't Breathe again. You know, so hopefully once this is all said and done, and once people are starting to recognize, some t-shirts will be made saying finally I can breathe, or maybe hashtag, you know, speak life, you know, because we all are being affected by this. I don't care if you're white, black, Mexican, Puerto Rican, any other gender, you have been affected by this somehow, some way. I'm an African-American male. I have two African-American sons. My father is an African-American male. Both my grandfathers are African-American. My great-grandfather is an Indian. And my great-grandfather was very, 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 very humble to the degree of knowing what kind of Indian he was. He took pride in his native heritage. So a lot of people don't know that about me. But yeah, I have that in me. So the process of me understanding the racial policies and what needs to happen in America can be from any side of the spectrum. Because I have people in my family who are of other ethnic backgrounds, from white, Mexican, mixed, Puerto Rican, Cuban, you know. And I'm going to tell y'all like I tell them, we all family. We all love each other. If I go to my family reunion in Sterling, Illinois, you will see, guaranteed, at least 4 to 5 different ethnic backgrounds. And we all share from the same blood. Period. And I'm pretty sure that's probably maybe like that in your neighborhood or like that in your family. And now what we just need to start doing is just taking a step back and saying, whoa, let's back up and see what's really important. And it goes back down to the three things that I always tell people to look out for. When you're building a foundation in God or a foundation in Christ, the three main things you need to be worried about or you need to be praying for, because I don't want you to worry anymore. The battle is already won. We got the victory, believe it or not. Whether you're alive or whether you are not breathing, we have the victory through Christ Jesus. The three things that you need to be worried about or concerned about is your faith, your family, and your future. That's why I made this podcast. And I want everybody here to know that your faith is the thing that's going to help you carry, strengthen, support, encourage, empower, enthuse, and impact on the other two F's, which is your family and your future. You're going to need your faith. Right now, you may feel depressed. You may feel like all hope is gone. You may have lost your job. You may even be ill. You may have the coronavirus. You may have HIV. You may have anything. But I'm going to tell you right now, we serve a God that can do exceedingly abundantly whatever you can ask or think. Because even with cancer, coronavirus, or any other sickness, people are getting healed despite the negative, violent things that are still happening in the world. But you need to build and bring your expectation levels up right now. There is nothing in this world that's going to stop you, or nothing in this world that's going to hold you back, if you only do one thing, and that is believe. You got to believe that a healing is coming, and you got to believe that better days are just around the corner, because they are. I believe this is a wake-up call for people to start believing more and more now like never before on their gifts and talents to help other people succeed in America and worldwide. If you've taken a listen or noted that more and more communities are coming together, more and more people are starting to actually understand that when you help somebody else that is in need, God can help you despite of what all else is going on. And he can possibly give you a greater blessing or anointing because you have chosen to help somebody else. I have witnessed that in my life, and I'm going to give those same wisdom keys to you today. Even though today and tomorrow is not promised, you need to always remember and to ask yourself, what am I doing today that's going to set me up for something positive for me and my family in the future? This is why you cannot not only live for the moment, but that each day you live, you make every day that you live count. So young people, as they are starting to use their cell phones and all of their social media outlets to say Black Lives Matter and we can't breathe and all the things that's going on in America, those things are all true. But when you do that on a day-by-day basis, you are not only spreading a good message, but you are giving people hope and giving people choices and options to do the right thing despite of wrong things that are happening. The reason why I'm saying this to you right now is we as a people need to continue to improve the policies and procedures of what's going on in America right now. And I know everybody knows that, but this is why it's so important right now to vote. It's so important right now to take time and spend time with your families just because of this, because tomorrow's not promised. But at the same time, even if we know tomorrow's not promised, what are you doing today that's benefiting for your tomorrow, for yourself and for your kids? So I'm saying this in regards to if you're going to school, go to school so that you could better yourself and that you can handle the things that you need to handle when you get out of school to build yourself for a better future. Kids nowadays just think of living for the moment. They see everything on social media. They go on TikTok, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and they view all these things, YouTube, and they think that, yo, if they can do that on there, man, I can do that too. Or if they don't think that, they think that it's easy to do and all they got to do is click the button on their computer and they can make it all happen. And we all know, the people who have common sense know, that's not necessarily true. So the reason why I'm saying this is we seeing all of this through the social media networks with the protesting and all of the negative things going on. You have power through your phone to make positive changes, but you don't have power to do what takes a long time and to actually put in a work ethic to achieve a greater and higher thing. When it comes down to voting, that's easy. But when it comes down to building a family or taking care of a person or to building a future, that you can't do that with just a click of a button on YouTube and liking it and posting or sharing that with your friends. You actually got to do some work, bro. You actually got to go in, say for an example, if you're going to school, you got to go to school, you got to register for your classes, you got to make the grade to go to the next level and so forth and so on. You got to get along with the teachers. You got to turn in your assignments. You got to make sure your assignments is correct. You got to do all these different things so that at the end of the semester, you gain a grade And you do that on a repetitive, routine level so that you can graduate and be done and be well prepared for the next step. So the reason why I'm saying that is because we're on this step of protesting and speaking out and going through the motions of, you know, what we have to do as a people to get our voices heard. This is all steps. So I'm glad everybody is taking these steps to do it, and I need you to continue to do it. But after you take the steps, now comes the real work of not only doing what you said you were going to do, but making action to go through and do more. So this is where we as a people can vote. We can take it to another level through legislation, go through the legislation process, vote, get some things in order and in line for policies and procedures from a public, statewide to a nationally wide change for the things that we strongly believe that needs to change. You can do this. I can do this. And I'm encouraging you to not just walk and protest. That is great. That is good. We need those things. But to take it a step further, and now you need to vote and tell other people to vote who can to make changes through the policies and procedures. You know me, I'm just a little guy from Kansas City. I tell this to myself and I don't care. I'm a little guy from Wyandotte County and I'm doing big things. And I want to express that to you because wherever you are and whatever you're doing right now in life, period, no matter how little, medium, or how big you are, if one person votes, they're making a world impact change. So I want to encourage you to continue on your walk in what you believe in, but start taking it to another level so that you can vote and do other different things so that the world can see and hear your voice from a legislative aspect. Also, too, you need to educate yourself. Educate yourself on the policies and procedures of your state or your local area. Start getting familiarized with your rights and what rights you have and what rights you don't have as a person, whether you're single or you're married. These are very important because the state and the federal government is not actually going to tell you your rights, but you need to know your rights so that when things like this occur, you know what you can and cannot do in certain situations or if you want to make policy changes. So I'm encouraging young people today to start doing that because nobody is telling you to do that. But you are starting to see more and more what's going on to get more information to do that. I've been very blessed. I have a master's degree in counseling and I have a master's degree in education. And there was a class that I had to take called Law and Education. And that class, which I took, it's been almost 15 years. When I took the class, it really helped me to understand that we all have rights and the rights that we have are not being, you know, looked upon on a day-by-day basis, like on a billboard or on a bus to let people know that, hey, you can do this and you can't do that. You would be surprised, even in school law rights and educational rights that you have as a people. You would be surprised of the policies and procedures that you have, from a law standpoint. Whether you have access to some of the state funding and some of the local funding for whatever business that you might own or that you want to own. These are the reasons why school is so important and for you to hopefully get more knowledge so you don't be ignorant to the devices or ignorant to the things that people try to tell you that are not true. So I'm very glad to have this kind of a moment with you because I know you have dreams. I know you have goals. I know there are things that you want to accomplish. And me as a father, as a counselor, as a son, as an uncle, as a person of influence, I want to influence you to be the best you that you can be. Don't take no for an answer. Don't do anything illegal, but if there's something that you really want to accomplish in life, go for it. And don't let nobody stop you. If you know that you have a dream, if you know you have something that you're very passionate about, go for it. Don't let nobody stop you. I remember as I played basketball, I wanted to go to the NBA. And if anybody reads my book, Ignored, Ignited, I express all of the things that I had to endure, from racism to not from having a speech impediment to not having the right people behind me at the time when I was going through it. And I knew I had the talent. I knew what I wanted to do, but I did not make to the NBA. That was my dream, and I didn't make it. But what I did do is I got really close. And the reason that helps me to help you is because sometimes the things that you, or sometimes the thing that you want to do and you consider that to be your dream, may not be in line with what God wants you to do. So sometimes there will be roadblocks, and there will be people, and there will be situations and circumstances that might try to block you or deter you from the thing that you feel you want to do. So you have to constantly ask God to give you strength, wisdom, and to order your steps so that you can hear from him and know exactly what it is that you want to do that is leading to what God actually is going to have you do. It's funny because I did follow my dreams and I did complete my dream. I had the opportunity to play with some of the greatest basketball players in the world. And even though I didn't make it to the league, I did play semi-pro ball. So it was kind of like God saying, you know, if you're going to have a dream, and if it's in line with what I want you to do, I'm going to see that you will get there if it's according to what I have for you. And for me personally, I'm just using basketball as an example. For me, is that people who know me from basketball. They know me from sports. And I played with, like I mentioned, I played with some great players, but I didn't make it. But I did play with a team overseas, a semi-professional, that represented playing for Christ. And in turn, all of what I went through was for people to see me play and to represent that particular organization. And in turn, for me doing that, God blessed me. And he gave me so much more after I finished playing basketball. And the thing that he gave me was wisdom to do other different things outside of the game. And basketball was a tool and a life lesson that I always tell young men and other young people that's going to help them through life make other decisions that seem tough. Because you got to have a spirit of resilience. You got to have a spirit of rebound. You got to have a spirit of hard work and determination. And these are all the things that you can learn through life lessons of sports. So I use that, and I've written many books, and I've been on TV, and I've gotten all these awards. But at the end of the day, I didn't get the dream that I wanted to get, but I did get the dream that I wanted to get from God's perspective. And that's now that I'm older and I see that, it was like God blessed me just what I wanted, but it was what I wanted according to his will. And I think sometimes we need to realize that the way that we think and the way that we figure out things is not going to be according to what we want all the time. And God's got a different plan for your life, and he's going to reveal it to you if you stay connected to him and have a great relationship with him and what he wants you to do. So learn from these lessons of what we're doing right now. Expand on your knowledges and skills and become who it is that you want to be in life. Because as you get older, young people, you'll start to see these same types of things are going to happen again. By that time, what are you going to do? Are you just going to sit back and let this happen? Some of you all might want a family. Some of you all might want a better job, or to be an entertainer or an athlete. Well, all those things take time, effort, and work. And with that time, effort, and work, you got to get more work and time to support you so that you can go on and do bigger and better things in the future. So I really want to encourage you today to thank God for where you're at right now. Encourage yourself, keep your faith, and pray, because trials and tribulations come to make you stronger. And sometimes the very thing that you feel or you think you're going to do can change in a snap of a finger. And God will put you right on the track of what he wants you to do. So my name is John Hudson, and I want to continue and to encourage you to be focused, driven in life. Don't let anything stop you. And to continue to tune in, I'm going to continue to do my podcast. I'm going to start having some special guests on. And there's some great, great announcements that are coming up. I've been waiting for these last few weeks. A lot of great things is coming up in the near future. So just stay tuned and chime in. And I will see you for the next time. God bless you guys. Much love. Stay focused, driven with John Hudson. Peace.